This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, types of bad manner. In today's lesson, we will talk about the types of bad manners in Islam and which we need to avoid in our Islamic lifestyle. We know that there are the consequences that a person who has bad manner he has to face. And from the consequences, if I want to just count some of them, is that the person who has bad manner, it is said that he will go to the hellfire. He will face the hellfire. He will have the hard time in the grave. He will not have friends in this world. And obviously, he will be someone who does not get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many other things. And that's why Quran is emphasizing on having a good manner. And what the things that we need to consider is that we should know what does come under the bad manner. Some of the things that we can just mention is, number one, is that if someone insists on the sin or doing evil or bad deeds, this is one of the bad manners. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, He wants us to not to perform bad deeds. He does not want us to perform evil deeds or to perform sin in our life. Therefore, someone who insists and keep repeating the bad deeds and he does that, this is from the bad manners. Number two is being ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people who help us, or maybe they have done a favor for us. Therefore, the one who is ungrateful to others is also known as having the bad manners. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the types of bad manners in the Islam and which we need to avoid in the Islamic lifestyle. Therefore, we mentioned two of them, that the one who keeps perform the bad evils, and the second one was to be ungrateful. Now, the third thing that comes under the list of the bad manners, we can say like being arrogant, and this arrogance is something that brings the bad manner in our life, which makes us to be bad amongst the people. Number four is being suspicious towards other. The suspicion, or the being suspicious towards the other, always thinking bad about the people. And this also is something from the bad manners. And the next thing is being jealous of others. Why we should be jealous of others? We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have. Therefore, those who are jealous towards the others, remember that this is the sign of having the bad manner. The next thing which we can count is having a bad language, talking to people in a bad way. For example, some people have the habit of abusing others or using the non-ethical words or bad words against someone. So this is not good to talk with them in that way. The next thing is to be a liar. If someone lies a lot, that is also amongst the bad manners. And after that, the thing which we can count is the one who swears wrongly. This is also from the bad manner. And on top of list, we can say that sometimes we see people who basically accuse people, who make scandals for the people, and it's a wrong thing. And after that, backbiting is one of the important things. And then we can look at the matter of someone who is basically teasing his neighbors. Teasing his neighbors is also something that is not good. And it's been known as, you know, from the bad manners. And after that, we know that there are some people who reproach, who look for the faults of the others. And this is also from the bad manners. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.